Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hi, I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today is Tuesday, March 8th, which is International Women's Day. So I thought it was especially appropriate to bring our particular guest on today because she is one of the top female franchise influencers, someone with well over a decade of experience in the industry, touching pretty much everything that goes into franchising, and the current CEO of one of the top franchise vendors out there called Create a Shift. Our guest is Ms. Danielle Wright. Danielle, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you. I mean, we've talked to you in the past, but it has been a long time and not since really this whole thing called Create a Shift has taken off for you. We want to hear a little bit about that and basically want to talk to you about marketing, because that is, I know, a big piece of just your background and what you guys are doing. But give everybody the scoop on Danielle. And I like to, because we're both in franchising, I always have to preface this Reader's Digest version, less dissertation version. So give us a little scoop on Danielle.
You act like you haven't met me before. When is anything that I say just a Reader's Digest version?
That's why there was the preface. So give us a scoop.
So thanks for having me. I appreciate being acknowledged on International Women's Day. That's every day, right? Create a Shift. Yeah, we started Create a Shift at end of last year in 2021. So 2022 started off with a bang. We are here to be thought leaders and kind of shift franchise businesses to the next level through marketing, lead generation, franchise development, anything and everything that you need to support your franchise. Even if you're not a franchise and you're thinking about being one, we come in and help you start off on the right foot, making sure you're getting the right story out there and the right message. So Create a Shift is really here to stop saying the word shift.
you have to be careful and make sure you actually emphasize the letter F. Yes. when you're saying that. So
hey, shift happens, Tim. Shift happens. We
need to get a bumper sticker for that. As my 8-year-old would think, he's the marketing genius with we need more merch. So as you are busting out the Create a Shift merch, we have a Fran Coach merch here, the little podcast merch here. So if anybody wants to, little Franchising 101 podcast merch, call my 8-year-old. He'll hook you up. So the story behind Create a Shift is, I think, really cool because it speaks to the values, the core of you and what you're trying to do in this industry, and for all of the right reasons. So give her a bit, like, kind of talk a little bit how that all even came about for you and kind of how that's kind of formed what you're doing.
Yeah. So Quick story. It was myself and a handful of colleagues at a franchise brand that was really early in its development. Like we like to say, it's in that emerging space. I'd tell you it was probably in that micro emerging space, less than 50 owners or so. And we were all just sitting around a table, like any good idea. You walked into Cheers. We were all saying each other's names and we were seeing the deficits of the brand and the things that we'd like to do better and how no one was really out there trying to make franchising different, right? They all want to talk about it, but no one really wants to do it. So a bunch of great minded people that are, funny enough, out at all different brands now, started this whole idea of how do we go in and how do we tip a brand? How do we help them stay true to who they are and why they started their franchise business and grow in a smart way. There's a lot of people out there that are pushing the fast development and lots of franchise owners, and it's leading to a lot of unsavory things in the franchise community. So we created this group of like-minded thought leaders that have tons of experience in business development, marketing, advertising, sales, even the accounting piece of it. So we just brought our minds together and say, how do we help each division of a franchise business really kind of grow? So it started with really consultants, kind of like yourself, kind of figuring out how do we help them be better, how to 10X their business. Then it went into franchisors and then franchisees. Some of our clients at Create a Shift are those that have started a business using the marketing engines from the franchise, but want to do more. Like how do I get more? And that's the big question, right? More, more, more. How do I get more, more, more? But then stay true to my branding, stay true to where I go. So that's the background and history of Create a Shift. And that's what we're doing today to kind of help the industry leaders.
Awesome. Love it. And you mentioned parts of the business are a good chunk of it working directly with franchisors or even a business that says, you know, hey, I'd like to become, I have a business. I might want it to become a franchise, right? Things that you guys are doing to Create a Shift. And we get, in fact, we had a phone call today with somebody that had listened to the podcast that had a business and we're trying to figure that out, right? And so we're pointing them to you because you're the experts at that, not from us on the Fran Coach side. So you have those things. A big portion of the folks that are listening to our podcast, thanks to all three of them that tune in. So we appreciate that. But which one is probably my mom and that's probably
the 8-year-old, of course, right?
The 8-year-old to see if he's mentioned. So Logan, you're on this one. So good job. So, but majority of the people are in that space of, I think I might want to be a franchise owner. And I think there's a couple words that tend to scare people if they've not been in it their whole life. Number one is the word sales. Somehow that's a 4-letter word, like, right? Like that's evil. And then the other one is marketing, right? Because I think most people, we have the concept of, if we have a business, we need customers and we need to do marketing to get the customers. How in the holy heck we do that? Right? That's where most people get lost, right? Now, a big chunk of that is the franchisor. And so what I want to kind of talk about today with you is you have franchisor clients, you've been on that side. Some of the kind of the basic things that the franchise is really going to do, but how do you do more? What are some other things that you can do to really even enhance that program? So maybe just kind of walk us through what are some of the basics from marketing, and obviously it can, you know, industries and things like that, it can vary, but what are some of the kind of the basic things from a marketing package a franchise is going to hand you as a new franchise owner?
Great question. So I'll be the first to say I am not educated in all the marketing pieces that are standard to those that have degrees and specialization in that, right? The thing that we can all align ourselves in is we are all consumers, right? Like you buy products and services, I buy products and services. The key for anybody is to remind themselves that you are the consumer. You bought the business, you're going to run the business, right? But you also have to understand that if you weren't the person that bought the business, are you the user of those products and those services? So always keep that thought in your head as you're venturing down this path, is put your consumer hat on. And obviously keep the back of your brain as a business owner. Now, as a franchise, and because I've worked on both sides of that coin, the franchisor is going to give you brand equity. That's important, right? People need to know who the brand is. You know McDonald's, why? Because McDonald's is around. There are a lot of brands that people are going to look at that are in that emerging micro, emerging space where they may only have 10 locations and they may not be in middle of nowhere, Iowa, right? But that's okay too. That gives you a lot of blue ocean. But the franchisor at that stage is going to give you the website. It's going to give you collateral. It's going to give you the social pairings. It's going to work with you on a lot of what we all are very familiar with is digital advertising. So you're going to put it into that bucket. You're giving dollars towards the franchise. That's part of your brand fund fee. You'll hear that word a lot, brand fund, brand this, brand fund, whatever. Generally 1-2% of your revenue is going to go towards helping that brand grow. Now, you may not see a direct correlation to your location in Iowa, right? But you're going to see it as an overall brand presence so that people know who and what you are and who and what it is you offer. to the same vein, they're going to require you to spend money locally, because you've got to do that grassroots, ground level advertising. Like, because I'm not going to know you where you are. So you have to do a lot of that outbound piece. My biggest recommendation for anybody that I talk to is your agreements, your franchise is going to tell you spend at minimum. They're always going to give you the minimum. Don't go low, go high. Like always put more, because to the same thing that you were talking about, I've got to have butts in chairs. I got to have people buying things. I've got to have people showing up. How do you do that without people knowing who you are? And it doesn't mean that you're going to spend that in digital. It doesn't mean you're going to spend it in the print advertising space. I know, take a breath. We'll talk about that later.
But it still works.
It still works. But there's in-person pieces too, right? Like, I get that COVID has pulled back a lot of the ability for people to get out in front of other people, but networking, guys, I know you said sales is a dirty word, but you're not selling something, you're sharing. You're sharing your passion, you're sharing your vision. And the way to do that is through talking to other people and showing that passion and that excitement. So from the franchisor perspective, they're going to give you all the tools that you need to be able to do that outreach. They're going to give you that support. A lot of times they're working with a third party vendor, like a Creative Shift, like a marketing program or vendor in some fashion that they've vetted, that does all the work for you. You pay them and they do it. But I would be remiss to say on this for anybody listening, if you think that's just all you have to do, then you'll never reach the goals of sitting on a beach in Tahiti or making money at your franchise business. Like, you have to do more, whether that's put money towards something or put your personal time towards it. You have to be the marketer of your business at the end of the day.
I always feel like I tend to gravitate towards references that are either educational, sports, or movie related. So the educational one with this is, I know, right? So, and then everybody else has to hear them repeatedly. But like, it's the old C's get degrees, right? If you show up, if you do the minimum, right, you'll get a C, you'll get your degree. I've got one of those in the drawer over there. I can show you, right? So that's kind of, if you follow the basics of what the franchise has given, you spend the minimums, you do the minimum, you'll be kind of like a C franchise owner. And there's, for some people, that may be perfect, right? But you can't do the minimum and then complain about, why am I not getting straight A's, right? And to be able to have that to get to whatever it is, either to spend money. We just had somebody the other day was looking at the FDD, and I think it was, they did an annual minimum spend, right? And it was like $40,000. And they're like, like, you may talk to you about how fast you'll go through that. And there's a reason why that is very, very minimal, right? And you start rattling those things off. And I'm like, oh, or the dumbest thing. I'm sure there are dumber things people say, but I'll spend money on marketing once I get customers coming in. Like, ugh.
Then how'd you get the customers in the first place?
Exactly, right? So that's kind of some of the basics that you're gonna get. People will ask every now and then, like, oh, why can't I just start, you know, Bob's window cleaning business myself? I'm Bob, I know how to clean a window. Do you know how to do a website? Do you know how to do SEO? Do you know what SEO stands for, right? Do you know how, like, I get that you post your cat pictures on Facebook, right? That's really awesome. But is that doing anything to get you? That's fine if it's our boy Chris at Happy Cat Hotels. So we'll give him a little shout out because he was on that. That's fine for them. But unless that's your business, that's not really getting you business, right? So you've worked with some franchisees. In fact, we have a former Fran Coach client that is also a franchisee that is a Creative Shift client. Kind of some of those, you like that 10X, right? What are some of those things that you can do to go, I don't want the minimum. I don't want C's. I want straight A's. I really want to take my business to the next level. Maybe give us some examples of things that you guys have done with people or you've seen done to really help that come to play from a marketing perspective.
I think the first thing I would tell anybody is, like, set your goal. Really, realistically, where do you want to be from butts and chairs revenue into your business, right? Because like anything with setting a budget, you're kind of going to reach that goal if you set it there, right? So that's the first thing that we set up with people is really what they call a BHAG, right? What is your big, hairy, audacious goal? And most of the time people, it's money, right? I need to make X amount of dollars. And I think you can attest to that based on your conversations. That's generally where people start, right? I need to make X amount of dollars. How do I get there? The things that we support and coach and train, it really have less to do with spending money, more of strategies that they can do organically. The things that people forget are quite easy, actually. It's just more of a time commitment. Like if you're a part of a local organization, a church group, you're part of the PTA, like there is your market. Know your customer. And I don't mean if they are a demographic age range or an income level or whatever. I'm saying know your customer. How frequently do they come to your center for other needs? Where do they shop for, again, consumer hat? Put your consumer hat on. Where do you go as a consumer for whatever it is you need? And are you in those places where they are? Do you have a banner? How many of us drop kids off at school every day? I can say at my kid's school, there is the car drop-off line, there is a fence line, and businesses advertise for $175 for the year, people. Put up a little flag of some sort that has your business name and your contact information. Right. Huge. QR codes in that situation. If I'm sitting in the parent line, I'm going to QR code that with my phone because I'm telling you right now, there's no one listening to this right now that doesn't have access to a phone sitting somewhere in and around them, right? So think about ease of accessibility. So it's not necessarily about spending money. It's those strategies that we forget are so simple. Like put a flyer in the mailbox, right? Well, don't do that because it's illegal and you'll go to jail, but pay a company to do that for you where you're not going to get in trouble. But outbound opportunities, right? There's a website that I tell everybody to go to, even on Facebook. Join Facebook groups in your local community. Where I live in Tampa, Florida, I'm on multiple channels and I just post for stuff randomly. Like, hey, have you thought about this? Or, hey, do you do that? What did that take of my time? That maybe took 15 minutes. Most of you listening to this right now have probably spent an hour on social media, not even realizing you spend an hour. TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever have you. In that same period of time, you could post something about your business on a local channel, and that's going to generate you some interest and buzz. You want to go over and above whatever the franchisor is doing, because the franchisor is not just supporting you. They're supporting 100, 200 franchise locations plus their corporate locations, but they're not going to know Susie at the corner of the street, right? They're not going to go to the local daycare and pick up their kids. They're not going to the local watering hole that, hey, how's business, right? They're not having those conversations. We are as business owners. So those are the pieces that I tell people to do. Now, can you optimize on the things that the franchisor is doing? Yes, right? They're going to do bare minimum on your social channels. If you are that type of forward-facing concept, if you are a concept that generates your inquiries or your guests or your buys through a social-heavy brand, one of our clients in Creative Shift is very much a social media icon. And that's where we generate the most of our buzz, is because they can see those photographs and it gives you FOMO, as the cool kids would say, right? Like all the young groups, FOMO, for those on this that don't know that, fear of missing out. It took me a while to get that. I'm pretty sure Tim Parmeter did not know that as the host of the franchising.
Well, fear of missing, got it. Okay.
Yeah, right. So we all suffer from it in some form or fashion. So if you know that that is something that your brand is going to be strong in, then you optimize that. You add more. If you're like Tim Parmeter here, that's not good with social channels, guess what? You can pay people to do that. Creative Shift will do that for you, right? Like we set up calendars and marketing calendars and really target your core customer to see you on those channels, because whatever the franchise is doing is great. You're going to stick to what the brand standards are from the franchise business. But for a lot of our clients in Creative Shift, we also create their personal brand, right? So it's not just the fact that you own the franchise, but you also are a person that's involved in maybe athletic events, or maybe you're a local coach at the high school. Whatever your story is, you still are the person that happens to be running that franchise business. I always used to say, it's like, it's great to be a member of this franchise, But at the end of the day, it's the franchise. Who's owning it? You. So it's Danielle's franchise, right? Like, right. No one's going to know it as the franchise. They're going to know it as Danielle, who happens to own this franchise business. So you've got to capitalize on who you are as a person and your connections within the community to drive business from that granular level.
Yeah. And I think sometimes just even as basic as possible is the pride of ownership, right? We don't all have to wear a hat like you are right now, but if you do, why not create a shift? Why not a shirt that says brand coach or...
Hold on, I got one better for you. Adidas.
Adidas, right? So maybe they're a new sponsor of the Franchising 101 podcast. That would be awesome, except I've got Under Armour on. So right. So that's all right. We'll take all their money. So or free stuff. Message us, we'll get you our address. So but that pride of ownership, you mentioned the money thing, right? And I think the two biggest things, right, for people looking at this. We all need money, right? And when go into, I probably do like a whole series of podcasts on what you make as an employee does not equal how you pay yourself as an owner. But
that's our next series,
right? But the things that you're going to run through the business, like again, I need to wear a shirt every day, right? And trust me, I need to have a shirt on every day. Nobody needs to see that otherwise, right? Does it need to be? It needs to be something. So if it says Frame Coach, guess what? That's a business expense, right? And where that, the pride of ownership. I'm on planes all the time. My plane backpack has Franchising 101 podcast on the thing. Just those type of things, that pride of ownership. And I think people will be surprised how often somebody will say something to you with that, right? Mm-hmm. And again, whether, and we all think about it from the sports stuff in me is like, if, you know, baseball would get their act together, I'd probably have a Cubs shirt on today and be heading to a spring training game this weekend, right? Because I'm going to have my team pride, but I'm going to have my business pride on today and go with Francoach. So sometimes it's really just as simple as that, but it doesn't always have to be spending the money. Sometimes just be your own promoter.
Like you say, be present.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Super cool. And I know you are busy, and anytime I think we start talking on the marketing things, I feel like we could go down about 26 different rabbit holes because it's your world, and I'm always just intrigued by it because I'm on the outside. As you were so kind to mention, I'm not the social media guru. I mean, I've got a pretty active MySpace page. My friend Tom, he's still there with me. We're the only two, but I know he loves me.
Tom
and Tim, the only two people left on MySpace. And for anybody, I don't know, in their 20s or 30s, Google that. So what would you, I guess, and again, you've been in franchising forever. So we have somebody out there listening and they've made it this far in the podcast. So we haven't scared them off to franchising yet. But they're not sure kind of what to do. Somebody looking at franchising maybe for the first time, not even sure if they should take a step. Any kind of words of wisdom, thoughts, advice for somebody out there that's kind of hearing this right now?
Just do it.
Oh my gosh. Do you know why I came up with that slogan years ago and Nike stole it from me?
Well.
Bastards. So we've got Adidas, Under Armour, and Nike in on this episode. So somebody's got to step up to help us. So just do it is what you're saying.
Well, I would say what's the worst that's going to happen is you're going to give an hour of your time a week, an hour of your time. And just like we were talking about, most of you listening to this right now, give more than that to your social media channels on a regular basis.
Right.
So can you carve an hour a week out of your life to learn about something you didn't know anything about? I mean, my history, and not that this is the Danielle show in any way, shape, or form, but I fell into franchising just like probably 90% of the people that are in our industry did. I'm just like people on your podcast. I lost my job. I lost my job at the fall of the recession. There was an opportunity that came about to get into working with franchise development with a very large franchise business. And I knew nothing about franchising. And they always say it's like getting into the mafia. You're not getting out unless you die. but I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. It's an incredible experience. My kids are 21 and 14. One of them wants to own a franchise. The other one is a budding entrepreneur. If anything, it's a great learning experience for you and your family. And I will be the first to tell you, no one outside of your core will ever understand what you're talking about, because that happens to us regularly.
No clue.
But it's a really a secret society that will take care of its own to the death. Like, it's so commit an hour, commit time, reach out to Frank Coach, work with Tim and his group and of coaches there. They will really help you determine whether or not this is the right fit. And that's okay if it's not. And so that's why I said, take an hour of your time, take an hour of your life, learn a little more. And the worst thing that happens is you lost an hour of your life. Oh, well.
And learn something different besides, and for, I don't care how busy we all think we are, there's 30 to 60 minutes a day that we've wasted on something, right?
Yeah, I'm here right now. I've lost 30 minutes of my life. I'll never get back.
Yes, but you've bettered someone out there, which is better than social media, or I don't know what our word of the day is, but we'll get to that here shortly. But you mentioned the kind of last thing on this, the happiness, your life, how much better your life is being in franchising, right? And you've worked for multiple brands. You have your own company, your franchise owner,
an influencer. Who the heck?
Right. And I can talk to the same story, right? It's been 7 years, and it's just the amount of amazing things that have happened in my life, professionally, personally. I even met my wife through franchising, right? So, which is usually a good thing. And so that's all the amazing things. And you know this better than I. You talk to people in the industry, whether they work for a franchise, they do what we do, they're franchise owners. Almost all of them to a person are going to say it's the best thing they've ever done. Professionally, how it's changed their life personally. How many people, and you and I both worked in the corporate world, I don't remember in any of the corporate places I worked, somebody going, oh my gosh, this job, this company is like, it's been life altering. It's amazing. Like, okay, right? That doesn't happen. And if you're listening to this right now and you got the most amazing job and you love it, it's like, please,
congratulations.
Why the hell are you listening, right? So, but the chance is it's the other way around, right? There's got to be something better. I know I can do it better. I want more time for myself. I want more control. All of those things. Like, let's talk, right? So, Danielle, thank you so much for hopping on and joining us today. And congratulations on all of the success so far with Create a Shift. And I look forward to hearing about all of the shifts it creates along the way for so many of us in the franchising industry. So thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good luck to anyone listening. Hope that we see you soon on the shifting side of your life.
Yes, exactly. And so thank you also for everybody that all of our loyal podcast listeners. And as Danielle coined that phrase, just do it. Reach out. There's a little link in your podcast window, franchising101podcast.net, brandcoach.net. There's never any fee for our service. Reach out today. Let's chat. Let's see if this is the right path for you and help you possibly create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining us. Have a great day, and we will talk with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.